Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at 2008 Book Expo America, and right now we're sitting with TV star, movie star, and new author, Kevin Nealon, and he just wrote a book entitled, Yes, You're Pregnant, But What About Me? Kevin, congratulations on your first book.
Thank you very much. It was very exciting to write this one, and I thought it was going to be a lot of work, but it just kind of flowed.
And your first child, congratulations there, too. The inspiration for the book sitting right next to us.
Exactly.
Young Gable.
Yep, that's right. Yep, he's 16 months old today, or yesterday, and I'm 648 months old.
So everything you've done so far, you're 53 years old, correct?
When the baby was born, I was 53. I'm 54 now.
54 now. Everything you've done, TV, movies, etc. What prompted you to write a book, and how painstaking a process was that, if at all?
Well, it wasn't really that painstaking. I thought it'd be interesting to write a book, and I met Judith Regan about 2 years ago, and she asked if I would write a book, and she was with HarperCollins at the time. And I thought, yeah, it seems like a lot of work, but I'd give it a shot. And I didn't know what to write about. So about a year went by and and then my wife got pregnant, and I just started writing about kind of the memories it evoked for me, you know, like going through pregnancy and thinking about my own childhood and my own parents and kind of what led up to my wife getting pregnant, and then the ultimate going through the pregnancy as a man and a man's perspective. And I'd been to a psychic about 8 years ago. She said I had three kids I didn't know about, and I thought about it for a minute. I thought, no, that can't be true. And then she charged me like $80 for the session, which I finally wrote off as child support, you know, that tax year.
So when you decided to write this book, what was the process? Because you'd never done it before. Did you just sit down at the computer and it just started flowing? Did you do research?
No research. I mean, I've written a lot for television, for Saturday Night Live, and I've written a few of my own scripts. You know, I wrote a script about 12 years ago called The Hans and Franz, The Girly Man Dilemma with Conan O'Brien and Robert Smigel and Dana Carvey. And in fact, Arnold Schwarzenegger was co-producing it and co-starring in it. And it was a deal we had with Sony. And then I've written a subsequent script since then. So, you know, writing wasn't strange to me, but writing a book was kind of a different kind of a format. So, you know, when my wife got pregnant, I just started writing, you know, a couple times a week and during the week and kind of things that were, you know, what was going on in my head at the time.
Difference between writing sketch comedy, and writing a book, something much longer form.
Right. Well, sketch comedy is only about 5 minutes, you know, and anything over that's too long. And writing a book, it's kind of a process. It's a journey, you know, and you don't have to really stick to a beginning, middle, and end for this type of book. You know, I just, it was kind of very cathartic to write this book, as I'm sure it is with most authors.
When you're on stage, when you're in front of the cameras, you are a very sarcastic comedian at times, very sarcastic actor, I should say. And I would assume that there is quite a bit of sarcasm in the book. Does it come through okay? Because sarcasm sometimes is tough to read.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's like when you're sending an email to somebody, they don't really know what the tone is, so sometimes they're offended by what you write when you're really being sarcastic. But for me, actually, this book, by the way, the first two chapters are about my affair with Barbara Walters. So after that, you kind of get into more of the sarcastic stuff. But there is some sarcasm, and there is some poignancy to it. There is some exaggeration in there, of course. You know, I think I'll live to be very old, which is why I don't mind having a baby at this age. Because my grandmother lived to be 101 years old and pretty healthy most of her life. Although when she turned 100, she had a near-death experience and her whole life flashed in front of her. And, you know, because she was so old, that flash took like 4 weeks. And when she came out of it, she was 101 years old. So, you know, I know that I'll be getting up there in age and be able to see him get married one day.
Wait, you're going to put out another book before you get up there in age?
Probably.
Or does it depend on how many more kids you have?
That's right.
One book each kid.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of yes, you're blank, but what about me books. Yes, you're in prison, but what about me?
Well, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Congratulations on the new book. Again, it's called Yes, You're Pregnant, But What About Me? And it's by Kevin Nealon. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.